Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Sometimes I think things are like the discovery and the evaluation of the Graham Bell's phone. Things happen to the body of intellects, and I had this gut feeling that Bitcoin was making me my stomach churn. So just before I came on air, I had an argument with my youngest son, who's a pretty brilliant mathematician. He's invested, like a lot of young people, in Bitcoin. In fact, the statement I heard on the news, which I thought was humorous but kind of scary, is that some young people that have actually made money investing in Bitcoin think they don't even need to work anymore. All they need to do is invest in Bitcoin, and that rocket's going to take them to the moon. And you've got an article about this that I think, and I've told people this because I know Bitcoin, which is a cryptocurrency, is now, I didn't even know this when you sent me the article on Sunday because I hadn't read it, I was so busy. But I read it this morning. My God. You got the facts here, Lowell, and I want you to give it to people because they have to understand Bitcoin is getting chopped by the IRS. Okay, it's like going to a children's party with somebody with a hat pin. You're going to hear a lot of popping sounds. And they're handing over the names of people that are, in a sense, tax evaders. And what's going to happen here is the government, and my son said to me, cursing at me, literally, there's no way the governments are going to take over Bitcoin. Are you kidding me? Something that went from 7 cents 7 years ago to $12,000 today, the government's not going to take over. You've got to be kidding. This is not going to stand. And when it does fall, it's going to be tied to biometrics, which is called, in the Bible, the damn mark of the beast. So I tell people, when I see this rocket go up, when I see all the other world events happening, like North Korea and Iran and Venezuela, I see everything else happening, this is a financial shadow of something very evil coming upon the whole earth, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And understand, part of the government's agenda is to take us to a cashless society, which is...
So they wanted this to happen. They have 100 bitcoins. So give us the details of your article, because, and I'm going to post it up right in the main body of today's show, because it's so important. When people read this, if they have invested in it, they should shake to their bones what's going on.
Yes, the IRS has had a court case for more than a year, and on November 28th, U.S. District Court Magistrate Judge Jacqueline Corler in San Francisco ordered Coinbase, the San Francisco-based largest Bitcoin dealer in America, to turn over to the IRS the names, addresses, and taxpayer identification numbers of at least 14,355 people who were some of its customers between 2013 and 2015. Why 2015? Well, because the IRS in 2015 did an analysis that showed only 802 Americans nationwide had declared that they had lost or gained any money related to Bitcoin.
You're kidding.
And yet, during that period, according to Fortune magazine, the price of Bitcoin soared from $13 to over $1,100. And yet, wow, Nobody said they made a profit or suffered a loss. And this, needless to say, made the government suspicious and, of course, envious, too, because the government wants a piece of everybody's money if it can get it. This judge also handed down an order saying that the company must turn over similar identification of anyone, any client of theirs, who through them bought or sold $20,000 worth of Bitcoin. Now, as you said, Bitcoin has just surged to $12,000.
Wow.
I mean, less than two Bitcoin, and you've reached $20,000. They're basically saying anyone who's been a real customer at all, company, you have to turn over their confidential information so that we can do a tax investigation of them.
Well, so this is the first bite of the IRS, because obviously they know that there's blood there in the water. This is like going to Northern Australia, where they have the biggest alligators in the world. Like, you know, remember that Australian guy that used to have that show, you know, that's a knife, mate. Guess what? This is a knife, mate, when you see the IRS going after Bitcoin. And it's only the first, because once this gets rocking and rolling, it won't be just the U.S. government. It'll be governments. What I heard is that major governments have done major investment in Bitcoin, like Japan that has an unstable currency, etc. And this literally could take down the world economic system, couldn't it?
Oh, it could. That's why Venezuela, for example, is trying to save its economy by issuing its own cryptocurrency to be called the Petro.
Oh, really?
I mean, all kinds of new cryptocurrencies are coming along for the simple reason.
Well, you heard about Lynette Zane, though, 2 months ago. She published out of Arizona, Phoenix. And she is an investment advisor for gold and silver, which I know you're linked with Craig Smith, a billionaire who is a gold and silver investor. That's
right.
Real money.
Right.
And, and Lynette Zane put out this comment that the Chinese have actually been trying to commoditize everything on Earth, including land in Texas. And they were discovered, and she put this very, very well-documented documentary together showing that the only people on Earth who couldn't invest in this cryptocurrency, commoditizing everything on Earth from tea in China to land in Texas, were Americans. Everybody else on Earth could invest in the scheme. This is scary crap, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And what it points out is just how fraudulent ordinary currency is. In other words, everybody agrees Bitcoin is a delusion right now.
Right.
In the early 1600s in Holland, people became obsessed and went into a buying frenzy over tulips and tulip bulbs. It got so intense that people were buying and selling single tulip bulbs for the cost of a new house.
Yeah.
Which is rather prohibitive. Now, when you see Bitcoin that, yes, indeed, did sell for 7 cents or 25 cents, depending on your source, only a few years ago, now selling for $12,000, this does make people believe that you can get rich quick, that you can cover your, that you can cover your retirement by buying California lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And by investing in this currency that doesn't just go up sometimes by thousands of dollars in a single day, it also goes down by thousands of dollars in a single day.
Well, I think wasn't there a correction just a few days ago, but then bounced right back?
Presumably, yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, how long? I mean, this is the nature of buying frenzies. This is the nature of the Mississippi bubble. This is the nature of the South Sea bubble. This is the name. Well, think for yourself. I mean, human beings are heir to this. One Christmas, grown-ups will fight each other in a store to get the last Cabbage Patch doll, and the next year the store can barely give them away.
Right.
What's that? What is it in the human psyche that gets us fixated on the value of something so that we're deluded into thinking things are worth a lot more than they really are?
Well, you mentioned something that I think is quite concerning. Firstly, you know about the NSA, and I remember when I took care of NSA agents. I had above top secret clearance, so I was one of their doctors, a special force in Delta. And one of the senior NSA agents, we're talking about top, this is in Denver, said, "Come on out to the parking lot." And I came out to the parking lot, and he opened up his trunk. I said, "What the hell is that?" He said, "That's a sat phone." I said, "I thought you were retired." He said, "The only way you retire years ago was to be double tapped." And I said, "What the hell is that? It sounds like tap dance." He said, "No, no. 2 22 caliber bullets to the left ventricle and 2 to the forehead." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "But we don't do that anymore. We're much more clean. And it's actually, it's less messy because we don't have an exit wound with a 22, but this is even better. We use directed energy weapons." I said, "Well, why would you show me this?" He said, "Well, because the NSA budget is 80 to 100 times bigger than the FBI and all other intel agencies on the planet." Now, everything, people, and he told me this, that 90% of what no such agency does, that's what he called it, and he's like, "Ah, ha, ha," is industrial espionage. The fact that Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies all over the world, including Venezuela, made 100 currencies, they're under the watch of the NSA. Eventually, the intel agencies and the transnational real government behind the so-called governments we elect, which is all a phony farce, are actually getting ready to capture the cryptocurrencies. And when they do, they'll tie it to biometrics, which have been sequentially getting biometrics on everybody. When you go to an airport and you get a terror scan, do you not think that that data is going to a database? You're a fool if you don't. They know who you are when you walk through that. They got a facial scan. They got a terror scan. They can tell who you are 70 miles an hour inside a car and what seat you're sitting in the vehicle or a drone over your head a quarter mile up. So you have to understand people.
To read your DNA.
Right. And I visited Oak Ridge National Lab and had the DNA biochip done on me 1999. That is 18 years ago. 42 cents for a DNA biochip is all the cost, and 5 minutes to do an endonuclease analysis of who I was, including my HLA haplotypes for organ transplantation. Okay?
And that's your barcode.
Yes. 666 is the number that comes out, by the way. That number determines your barcode, your GPS location, your personal identification, your organ transplants, everything. You don't believe it? You're a fool. You don't think Bitcoin's bad? Let me tell you, wait till you see what it mutates into.
This just...
And welcome back. So, you know, I try to bring on wise men like yourself. You're one of the wisest people I know, Lowell. And when you come up with facts like this, like, you know, the tulip bulb thing, or what was there? There was a flower that was also went crazy, and the Cabbage Patch dolls. People need to realize, if something like this happens in the sphere of the world, Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies, the real government, the shadow government that runs the world since the Second World War, and Eisenhower stated it, didn't he, in a statement before he left office. He said the military-industrial intelligence complex. People always forget that. The intel agencies now are fused with the transnational corporations and the money system, and they control everything. And if they think they're going to let Bitcoin run rampant over all the other currencies that are controlling things on the planet, I mean, every war since Napoleon is a banker war, including the Second World War. These are all banker wars. People don't get that. That's why the only thing with real value is gold. That's why we push carat bars, old gold to silver coins. Otherwise, you're not dealing with something that's real. Cryptocurrencies can be controlled because it comes from the computer, and the mark of the beast and the image of the beast is going to come from the damn computer when they actually accomplish and start instituting AI. And I happen to know that the first phase of their AI was launched in 2003 at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. They've launched the second phase in 2010, and they're upping the ante. And of course, when you saw the citizenship given to Sophia and the start of the primary node of the actual Mark of the Beast system has been launched in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. People don't know this, do they?
No, in fact, if you want to go far enough, Elon Musk and other high-tech billionaires are right now concerned that we're already living in the matrix.
We are. We're in the nascent matrix. It hasn't come out behind the curtain and pulled its face mask off. But in fact, if you go online and you actually search at Amazon looking for something, you're going to get pummeled with ads and even phone calls to your phone trying to sell you stuff. We already are in the matrix. They have this is what they taught me in Schriever Air Force Base, because I took care of employees even up to 6 years after I finished there. They have a thing called a node, which is you. You're a node, and they have a database that know what you buy, what you sell, where you live, what your GPS coordinates, what organizations you belong to, what tweets you say, what social media. They got a profile and everything. They know more than your mother. The only person that knows more is God. And literally, they're pretty damn close. And the problem is, we are already in the matrix. Now, if you take the money system, so you can't have it in your mattress or a bank account, and you make it a cryptocurrency tied to your biometrics, the Bible's warned us against that. That'll be total digital hegemony by the cybernetic artificial intelligence, which is coming. It may already be here in some nascent form, but it hasn't declared itself. That's what people don't understand, isn't it? So Bitcoin, to me, is evil. It's just plain evil. And they're letting it happen, because if the IRS and the government takes it over, it'll seem like, well, it's a natural thing. We want to avoid tax evaders. But guess what? If they tie it to your biometrics, which they want in order to keep us safe from Muslim terrorists, etc., that's called the mark of the beast. And even the things that Trump is doing that seem good, like his new FBI director wants to use metadata to track all of us, not just the Muslim terrorists or Venezuelans or North Koreans, all of us. And if our metadata financial transactions, let's say contributing money or social media, hits a high enough score, we're going to get a visit. And people don't know that's coming, do they? And even the people that Trump is doing to make us safe from terrorists and financial craziness like the Bitcoin is going to bring about the mark of the beast, isn't it?
Oh, it already is. That's the point of it. In fact, in Money, Morality, and the Machine, Craig Smith's in my new book, most of you would see Craig about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, for example.
Right.
He's a highly regarded financial expert. I do not work for his company. I just work for him writing books.
Right. Yeah, I know. You're the brilliant shadow writer. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm my title. My name is on the book as co-author. But
right.
The Money, Morality, and the Machine, understand, we discuss at great length. In fact, the book is dedicated to Eisenhower's famous military-industrial intelligence complex. And one of the things Eisenhower said in his famous farewell speech is not only the military-industrial complex, he talked about the fact that all science, all computers, will be brought under this control because they will ultimately only be fundable by government, but they also have enough money to fund them. And so they will do what government wants and they'll reach the results government wants reached. Everything will be perverted. Interestingly, you mentioned the banking industry too and the implication of that in wars. Under the Obama administration, basically, you saw Clinton and Obama, you saw a gradual takeover of the military-industrial complex as a political lobbying entity by the financial industry.
Right.
So your government now has two owners, if you want to view it that way.
Right.
But yes, we are all slaves and serfs to this, and the main difference between the U.S. dollar, which after all is paper, it's backed by nothing, the government invents them by the trillions and puts them out there. The one difference with the dollar is you cannot pay your taxes with Bitcoin. You cannot even pay your taxes with gold. You can only pay your taxes with dollars.
It's very interesting. It's illegal to do otherwise. And by the way, here's the point. Bitcoin, even big bastards like Mr. Bezos of Amazon, he gives you a 20% deduction in the price of anything you buy at Amazon if you buy it with Bitcoin. Did you know that?
Why am I not surprised?
And by the way, he shares space with the actual grounds and buildings with the NSA, the No Such Agency, which is running literally the digital world. Did you know that the phone system for China, which was brought in about 30 years ago to the Chinese Communist government, is called 3COM? You know, 3COM has a backdoor to everything inside the NSA. There's not a conversation in any dialectic in China that is not monitored by the No Such Agency. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised. I
yeah.
expect that.
Yes, I know so much. I tell people only about 10% of what I know, but I can tell you, I'm completely and utterly freaked out by this when I had this argument with my son. I'm completely freaked out that people don't get it. They're just on this high horse thinking, yeah, I'm buying tulip bulbs. And it's great, and I don't even need a job. I just need to invest in Bitcoin. This is demonic. This is the devil's deal, isn't it?
Well, understand, especially with the millennial generation. These are, and I don't know how old your son is, but if he's about 35,
just turned 27. He's very brilliant.
Okay, he's a millennial.
He made a lot of money with. He writes for Rotor Grinder. He's he helped with all these kind of gambling agencies that deal with major sports. He's a genius at the finances and looking at the stats.
By the way, you're in very good company. Jamie Dimon, who heads J.P. Morgan Chase, says he has these debates with his daughter, who bought 2 Bitcoin and made a lot of money by doing so. And now she thinks she's a financial genius, and she tells him what to do.
Yeah, she tells him he's an idiot. And, you know, like somebody like me has been around 65-plus years, and I've been inside the guts of the most high agencies on the planet. I have the highest security clearance of any human being can have. Probably in some ways I know things about, I'll bet President Trump doesn't yet know, including how to turn away weather storms with our Space Command offices. I can tell you right now, Trump has not been given full clearance and access to all the information of all the agencies and things that can be done to protect America, both cybernetically and from weather warfare. And this really concerns me. It concerns me, well, I was really glad to see that he added Venezuela, because I can tell you from both 3 levels of information, open source, classified, because I do have classified source of access information, and supernatural, Venezuela has nukes aimed at us, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and submarines from Russia in the Orinoco River, aimed at our guts from the south. And if you don't understand, Bitcoin is like a bomb, like a giant missile, nuclear missile, aimed at our financial system, isn't it?
Yeah, people, the Cubans used to have Soviet missile submarines set there.
Right, and right up to the end of the, right up to the late 1980s. State of shock, they think, well, Dr. Deagle, it can't be that bad. I'm not cruel, and I tell people less than 10% of what I know. If I told the audience, or even you, what I know, the totality of it, you have a cardiac arrest instantly. It's so evil. When I see this happening, and I'm literally having an argument with my youngest son, who's a real smart guy, actually pretty wealthy guy, too, arguing with me over Bitcoin, I have to tell you, I'm completely and utterly freaked. Because the problem is, and this is it, it's not whether I get respect, it's the facts are shoving in your face. This is like the tulip bulb thing you mentioned. This is a rocket to hell. And now the IRS is actually filing this suit. Do you think this is the first suit that the IRS or other governments and financial agencies are going to file against Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies around the world? Are you kidding? And if there's major governments, like Japan, which I've heard from my own sources, major governments involved in not only launching Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, and there's 100 of them plus, what's going to happen to the world economy if this balloon starts to pop? Or if the government takes it over and then ties it to biometrics so you can't buy or sell, that you have their version of Bitcoin that they can track because it's tied not just to the blockchain, you know, it's tied to your biometrics. In other words, they want to link the Bitcoin. So whenever you do a transaction, it's not just a blockchain of where the currency's been, because that's what blockchain means. It's a trace of the currency, so it allows artificial intelligence to create a matrix plan of the Earth linked to your biometrics. So if it has your biometrics and you're a node, N-O-D-E, and that's what I was taught at Schriever Air Force Base, three higher levels of security than NORAD, this is the nascent form of the mark of the beast, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and people don't realize that even at a less sophisticated level, we have an entity in our government called FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Unit, which is tied into all the major politically related, you know, COINTELPRO and so on, computers around the world.
Right.
And what it is dedicated to is measuring lifestyle. I mean, what they have with their computers is, if you go down to a store today and you buy a sofa for $300, within 2 seconds, FinCEN knows that you made that purchase, where you made it, what you bought, how much you spent on it, and they can calculate how much you claim to be making versus your lifestyle. So
right.
If you're leading a $120,000 lifestyle but only earning $110,000, they can instantly flag you for audit if they wish. I mean, they have much more sophisticated...
Well, I want to switch it a bit, okay? This is something important because I want to get your measured financial status. You work with Greg Smith's billionaire selling gold and silver, which is real currency. It's been purposely shoved down. In fact, the Deutsche Bank, I think last year, a year ago, decided they were not going to take paper gold for transfer and settle them into bank accounts. Remember that? That means Deutsche Bank basically said, the largest bank in Germany, we're not going to take paper gold anymore because we know it's BS. Now, in China, they started earlier this year, and all of our digital companies out of Silicon Valley, like Google and Facebook and so on, are cooperating to already create a matrix. So you can have students that graduate from the University of Spoiled Children in L.A. in engineering. They fly back and go to China with their relatives, and all of a sudden they're inside the damn matrix because they do a social media score on them. And if that score's not high enough, even though they're fully qualified for a certain job, they're not going to get it. They're already living in the virtual matrix of the Mark of the Beast system in China right now. Did you know that? That's 1/4 of the population of the planet.
Well, maybe one-sixth.
Okay, well, it's a lot. In other words, and the same thing going on in India, they've actually, last year, November of 2016, they finished digital facial scan, iris scan of their eyes, and fingerprints of every citizen, including the untouchables, and then they start getting rid of lower currencies. They get rid of the two lower currencies, and these untouchables, because of their very status, cannot qualify for a bank account. So every month, hundreds of thousands of them, now pushed out of the economy, are starving to death in India. Do people know that? Of course not.
When you either starve, or what it amounts to is you no longer have money, what you have is credit. And credit can be taken away at any moment.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're this deep in debt, the only way you function is on credit. The fact that people will lend
But it's digital credit created out of the bottomless pit. And the bottomless pit basically is cyberspace. That's why when the cell phone companies say, well, we got the iPhone 10 we launched just before they launched iPhone 8. And they say in 5 to 7 years they're going to be able to hack into human consciousness bidirectionally. And they bring out this movie 2 months ago called Jumanji, where these kids go into this place and they get hacked into literally becoming Sims inside a cyberspace game. People need to realize this is where we're going. We're going to where you are a Sim in a digital financial system, which is already happening worldwide right now, but it's going to become fused with reality so that we'll be indistinguishable. That's scary, isn't it?
Sure, and they'll be able to turn reality into something rather special. You mentioned the Japanese, for example. Right now, there has just been an analytic calculation that 300 years from today, there will be only 300 Japanese left on the entire planet.
Whoa.
Because their fertility rate is so low, they are losing something like 51 Japanese a minute. That is, more are dying than are being born.
Yeah, but it's not just a fix at the current infertility rate. The latest thing I saw on Drudge last week that shocked me completely is a new sexual class, which, by the way, there's 36 different subclasses, according to the United Nations, of sexual orientation. There's a new one added, maybe a 37th, called digisexuals, where these men, primarily, but it can be women as well, their only sexual partner is a digital robot. And they're doing it right now. This is not something 10 or 20 years from now, Blade Runner 2049, which came out just a few weeks ago. This is real today. This is sick. And people don't understand 40% of Japanese males and females of reproductive age have never had a boy or girlfriend and have never had sex. They literally are just cocooned away in their little shell, and maybe they're having cyber sex or God knows what they're doing, but they're not reproducing.
Yes, I think we touched on, Ronald Reagan once famously said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. That generation he was talking about implicitly is the millennial generation, 40% of whom say they never intend to marry, they never intend to have children, and they're living out that fantasy. It was driven initially by finance, but now it's just a state of being, and they vote 2-1 Democrat.
Yeah.
Which tells you that they are the stupid generation.
Right.
Kind of like the opposite of the greatest generation.
Right.
And so it's a strange world we live in, and it is being massively reshaped by things we often don't even think about or are aware of. Now, those millennials have been put in a world where when you have normal capitalism, it is driven by people having two orientations. A willingness to gamble rationally, and B, a great deal of prudence and careful judgment. Well, the millennials obviously no longer have any judgment at all. They say they prefer socialism to capitalism, for example. But as such, they know they're safe because they're in a welfare state, so they can never fall below a certain level. They don't expect to earn much money on average in their lifetime, and so their idea of success comes from buying a lottery ticket, or as we would say, buy Bitcoin. Which is much the same thing. It creates this fantasy that they're somehow going to get rich. And in fact, the government is happy to encourage that because it eats up any other value into Bitcoin,
right,
which is to generate a cashless society and hence social control.
Well, and there's a couple of major billionaires we call Silicon Valley billionaires, like Mark Cuban, who, by the way, wants to run in the Republican Party for 2020 as a candidate against Trump. We have other people like what's his name up in Silicon Valley, that wants to run as a Republican as well. And he actually is involved in a cryptocurrency system that's involved in another cryptocurrency. So you have to understand the Silicon Valley and the globalists are deeply in bed with setting up this jackpot. And, to me it's boggling that the public doesn't catch on to this. It's mind-boggling. It's like you set a trap for mice and you put cheese inside it, and they know it looks like a trap and they're smart mice, but they go in anyway. It's crazy.
Well, if you can just keep the game going. We've done the same thing with the dollar, which is also a delusionary currency.
Yeah.
Fisherman. As long as you can keep people, well, it's like a one-armed bandit. They can keep sucking money out of a gambler, a chronic gambler, forever if they get the right ratio of letting you win just enough to make you think the game is on the level and you could be a winner. Right.
Well, tell them how they can get money morality in the machine when we get back. And this article we posted up. We're going to do many more shows on how Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies are tied. Let's get down to how they can get this amazing book. And they get it free, by the way, postage paid, free, everything. Money, Morality, and the Machine. How do they obtain it by phone or if they want to go on the website?
Well, it's more than it's a 250-page book. Of course, you can pay $20 at Amazon for it. But as a listener to this wonderful show today, you can get it absolutely free and postpaid in time for Christmas just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean.
Right.
800, toll free, even the phone call is free. 800-630-1492. And you will find we go into the Eisenhower issue and what he actually said. If you read the whole speech, it's actually an amazing speech.
Isn't it?
Much bigger than the military-industrial complex. And he talks about the perversion and corruption of science as well that will come out of this.
Well, it has. In fact, there's layers of science that's been literally trillions of dollars poured into weird science projects that even Congress and the Senate don't have any oversight financially of what's going on. And I am certain that the president has the proper disclosure of all of our weird science projects we have, including our space-based projects, our weapons, our genetic engineering, our geotectonics, for example, weaponizing weather and even turning on and off earthquakes. I'm certain that Donald Trump has not been given full disclosure.
That, by the way, is a lot of what my book, The Cooling, published by Prentice Hall back in 1976, was all about. It was about NMOD, environmental modification warfare.
I honestly think, although we have nukes and other weapons, the most dangerous and nasty weapon that I know of is weather and geotectonic and volcanism. And the Earth right now is primed to have a major increase in volcanism. I'm predicting in 2018, Mount Vesuvius is going to go, the escarpment and the subduction zone, the Cascadia subduction zone off of Washington, Oregon is going to blow. Northern California is going to have a major quake besides all these fires. By the way, L.A. is on fire right now as well as another city up in Northern California. And they're not far. They're just a few hundred miles north. And they're just blowing up. They've actually had to evacuate major areas in California now. This is not a minor thing. And this is, by the way, weather warfare against California. They've been blocking high out there now for 7 years this coming March that they put up there to block the radiation coming in from Fukushima Daiichi. And it's blocking the moisture coming in called the, what do they call that, that train from Hawaii that comes across the Pacific that brings us moisture. It's been blocked.
And it's
the Pineapple Express. And what's going on is we are literally sitting on the knife's edge of a major problem. And this is a big state. I mean, we're almost 1,000 miles from top to bottom, and there's, you know, they don't cool all the, count all the illegals. We probably have close to 40 million people here.
By the way, I'm told, I don't have this by direct confirmation, but indirectly I've been told by people who attend there that my book, The Cooling, was used as a textbook in the National Defense College.
Doesn't surprise me.
It was used to train military folk.
Really? Well, at least they want to train them with facts, not BS, like the East Anglia University that works with the United Nations and the other fools that try to put this lie, like Igor, I call Al Gore, in his books about, you know, the global warming thing that we're going to turn into Venus, which is a pile of crap.
Well, it would be quite exceptional because we're right in the middle of an ice epoch on the planet where there's ice and snow on the poles all year round.
Right, not only that, we're in a moderate cooling period, so that means that the cold fronts are moving to the south, we talked about this before, smashing into the warm, and that's causing more superstorms to be generated, but we could turn them away from the coast, just like 12 years ago, Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Russians call and say, we see a cyclone coming towards Sao Paulo, which is a giant city, it's the biggest city in the southern hemisphere, and the Russians say, hey, we can move it away from your city so you won't have massive destruction, And they made a deal, and the Russians flew an Aeroflot jet down, and they moved the storm away from hitting the city. This is years ago. So you got to understand, there's five nations with weather modification technology. We're by far the most advanced. The next is Russia. And Russia, by the way, I have this from my...
tested a lot of that, too.
They're getting up there, but they're nowhere near us in Russia. Russia, by 2 years from one of my intel classified sources, will have a weather weapon that could wipe out the entire central United States crops in an hour or two. You just need to wipe out the ozone layer for an hour or two, and I'm my botanist friends who go back to the University of British Columbia 35 years ago. 1 hour of the ozone layer gone, and it could be gone during lunch and back, and your crops are just destroyed. In the next few days, they just turn white as they die.
Interesting.
People don't know that.
Interesting, because my book explicitly discusses punching holes in the ozone layer artificially and keeping them there for a period of time.
45 minutes will wipe out the crops. You don't even need to do it. You can do it over lunch and come back and everything's fine. And all the crops will die. And if you're outside, you're going to go blind, get skin cancer, or get major burns to your body.
Especially if you're white.
Right. So how do they get the book again? What's the number to call?
Oh, the book is absolutely free to anyone wants, and postpaid to anyone who wants to call 800-630-1492. That's 800-630-1492.
Okay, now every Wednesday, I need to get you to come on and talk about all these things because you have so many articles timely. And news and everything is moving so fast. We do the news. Everybody else does what I call the snooze, including most alternative radio, too, and television. Roy Moore, if he doesn't get elected and doesn't get his seat in the Senate, which now that McConnell has switched his position, there's also the head of the office for funding the Republicans in Colorado that's obviously a never-Trumper, and he's trying to oppose Roy Moore. If Roy Moore gets in and they appoint two more Supreme Court justices, and I've had this from senior lawyers that know the people on the Supreme Court, that it will end abortion in America. At the very least, it'll be a heartbeat bill. If you can detect a heartbeat on an ultrasound, then they won't be able to do it. But we want one at conception. And it's extremely likely, if Roy gets in there, the swamp, he's going to pull the plug on the swamp. Which means McConnell's going to be gone, Ryan's going to be gone, Trump will get a majority, at least 60 votes in the Senate and Congress, and he'll get the rest of his agenda going, including make America have missile defense systems, a secure border, and by the way, it doesn't have to just be a physical border wall. It can be a border wall with cybernetic wall. It needs to have both.
Did you hear Nancy Pelosi the other day?
Yeah, I did.
Statement that the tax bill alone would be Armageddon. What she meant is Armageddon for leftists like her. It could
undo
all they've spent all these years rigging and putting in place. And that's what you're describing here. No wonder so many globalists, Republican and Democrat, are fighting Trump tooth and nail.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I'm being honest about Trump. Trump is a baby Christian. He's a high-level royal archmason. He's Trump Pinocchio. He's a wooden boy. But he's my Pinocchio, and I still stand behind Trump, but I'm praying for the man to have a Christian testimony and not to do evil things. It's very tempting when your nation is under onslaught by extreme Islam, by globalists, by people inside your own party that want to stab you in the back. In fact, I just saw a report this morning that their agents inside the government are trying to see if they can actually take out, physically kill him and his entire family. People need to understand what's going on now is very much like the ancient sacrifice of the... one of the first emperors of Rome. We're seeing a situation where Trump is the last chance for America to go back to actually becoming a nation independent of world government. It's the last chance. This is it. If Trump is removed from office, if he's assassinated, we're done. It's over, isn't it?
It could very well be, yeah.
And I'm not saying the man is perfect. He's not. He's got warts all over him. He's a high-level royal archmason who's becoming a Christian. We're praying his carcass into becoming a real believer. But let me tell you, I'm very concerned, and it's not just Hillary Clinton and Podesta and Obama and all the other maniacs. It's these guys like Storch. I can't pronounce his name right. And he's been removed from Mueller's committee. They knew last summer he was text messaging his girlfriend anti-Trump things. This guy's been involved with so many evil things against Trump, it's mind-boggling. Yet the man is still walking.
You mean the woman he was committing adultery with, yes.
Right. So the point is, how can these people get away with it? And I'm sure he's still going to buy lattes. He's still walking around. He's not in prison. He doesn't wear an orange jumpsuit. What's going on? They take this one reality winner and they put her in jail, but why is Hillary walking around on a book tour? Huh?
But you see, the beautiful thing Trump has done here is he has brilliant people like yourself asking these questions. It used to be we just accepted the power structure.
Well, I know that he's listening because when he added Venezuela to the list besides North Korea, I know they're listening that there's terrorism and there's bombings from the south with Putin. And I'm going to change Putin's name because I'm redubbing him what his great-grandfather's name was, Rasputin, the illegitimate son of the Tsarina. We need to understand what's really going on here. It's so freaking evil, people can't see the face of the devil in it, in Bitcoin or Putin or Xi from China. The so-called communist nation that even rates their own people now on social media so you can't get a job. They're already living in the matrix right in China right now. 20,000 Laodai camps, and if you violate anything, the first thing they do is tissue type you to whip out your organs with a bullet in the back of the head and send the cost of the bullets to your family. That's China. Wow. Most favored nation status, really. We have the abominator, you know, the devil himself there trying to do a coup against Trump. We're praying for you, Trump. Become a real live Christian boy. Don't be Trump Pinocchio. Support Roy Moore. Stop abortion. Be a good man. Bring America back, because if you don't, and if Trump is removed, we're all done. It's over.
That one iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.